Press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to take a spin.
The shade and tea
to spill.
Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got an on?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today?
Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
ooh baby, love,
and life in New York City.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell. Welcome to Drama, everyone. We are having a great time so far.
I know, oh my episode. God. I like literally want to jump right in.
I just want to jump right in. Should we go ahead and do it?
I don't know. Wait, is there anything we need to like discuss?
Well, there is something we need to address that our last episode that aired, we discussed having a weekend with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
The Amigas Cheetahs reunion weekend.
That's right.
And it was mentioned that there was the possibility that we would be getting tattoos.
Drama.
And we have never gotten more feedback in our lives from people wondering if we got them.
I had people reaching out to me from the ends of the earth, high school people that I didn't even know listened to Drama, asking me what I got as my tattoo.
My answer is this. If I didn't post an Instagram of it, I definitely did not get a tattoo.
That's tea.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. We had so much else going on. We spent a lot of money on this drag brunch. So there
that was
so
fun.
Maybe next time.
Maybe. But I still don't know what I would get. Anyway.
Yeah.
Our guest has a tattoo.
Oh, very popular. We just learned. Yeah.
Breaking news. Okay. Wait. So anything else going on? Anything fun?
It's been a lot of great new music coming out lately.
New music videos. The Gaga, Stupid Love.
Iconic.
I'm
amazing.
Obsessed. As if I haven't heard the song a million times.
I know.
Since before it was, during the leak.
It was leaked and everyone thought maybe there was going to be a new version that was going to come out.
I know.
But this one is incredible. The video is iconic.
It's campy. It's fun. I love seeing her dance her heart out.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we're finally ready for art pop.
Oh,
years
later. Yes.
Like it was, maybe art pop was too out of its time.
It was. Well, I remember when Art Pop was coming out, she was saying, this is the greatest creation of my career. This is going to change music. Like that was like the Gaga that we were getting at that point. And it was right after Born This Way. And we were all like, oh my God, Born This Way was amazing. And then Art Pop came out and it was not loved by critics. Fans were like, wait a minute, I thought this was supposed to be the best music of her career. And now everyone is obsessed with Art Pop, like in retrospect.
Yeah.
It's funny how that happens.
Things sometimes just age over time, or
yeah,
I think also like gay clubs have really embraced art pop.
Yeah, that's true too. That's really true. Oh my God, I can't wait to dance to Stupid Love.
I know, I did.
You did?
I did. Yep. It was. I posted that I was that video of Scarlett Johansson dancing in Marriage Story.
Oh my God, I love.
I know. So yeah, lots of good new music, lots of good things coming out lately. It's just it's spring in a way.
I know. It kind of weirdly does feel like spring. Well, I guess it's March.
And this time of the year is also usually when we have the finale of The Bachelor.
Yes.
Which by the time this airs, well, this is the penultimate week.
There's a couple weeks left.
We'll get
into it. But our guest today has a special connection to The Bachelor.
Oh my God,
I cannot wait to get into it. I'm just going to jump right in.
I think you should.
All right. So our guest today is here for our most dramatic episode yet. Going into this one tonight, we can say that we are falling for our guest. We got a great connection, and she's definitely here for the right reasons.
I would say.
8 Broadway credits under her belt, this queen first appeared on the boards in the 1998 revival of The Sound of Music, and has gone on to appear in the Broadway tour and 2007 film of Hairspray as Tammy, iconic, legends only. She starred as Glinda the Good in the Wicked National Tour, in Hello Dolly, Something Rotten, Chaplin, Anything Goes, Sunny in the Park with George, and countless TV shows and regional productions. In addition to hosting red carpet events and opening nights for various publications, she's also the host and creator of her weekly Bachelor recap show, The Broadway Bachelorette, on YouTube. Please welcome to Drama, Haley Pichu.
Hi, you guys. So much drama on this episode.
Yes. It is our most dramatic episode.
We had to.
That intro was perfection.
I mean, you do have many, many credits, but we had to narrow it down.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we were talking about Bachelor earlier, and I just like, we all love. I'm a huge Bachelor nation.
Huge Bachelor fan. I've watched it since season one.
Who was the first ever Bachelor?
See, I should know this stuff, and I don't, because I'll watch a season, and then it just like, I take it away.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Was it Andrew Firestone?
He was one of the early ones. I know that name.
I want to say he was the first one. Trista was the first Bachelorette. She is
legend.
Queen.
Truly a
and
legend.
And still with Ryan.
Still with Ryan.
I love that. Yeah, they're canon, just like full, like iconic love story magic.
I love them. They're beautiful. Their children are beautiful.
So cute.
One time I went to Colorado and my family, we went to the firehouse that he worked at so I could get a photo in front of it.
That's dedication.
So cute. You know, the Bachelorettes have a more successful track record with staying with their guys.
Of course Tristan, we do, because women are smarter.
Yeah, I love that. You know, you are.
Yes. Women are smarter.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Oh my God. You know what season I love?
Tell me.
My favorite Bachelorette. This was actually the first season I watched. Ali Fedotowsky. Ali and Roberto.
You didn't love?
I stopped watching that season because I can't stand it.
That's drama right there. You know, it was my first season. I remember watching it with my mom and I was just like, who's she going to pick? Because the other guy was Chris.
Couldn't tell you.
There was a guy with glasses, funky. Right?
There was a guy. She loved him. I think his name was Rick. I'm like making things
sure.
up.
Sure.
Right now.
I mean, yeah. I'm
just pick a white man's name and throw it out there, and that's surely who it was.
No, Roberto. Roberto.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Except okay. Roberto.
Except Roberto.
He was hot.
Yeah. And right. Then, and then he went, and yeah, then they
did.
Broke up.
They did.
Yeah.
I was a Rachel Lindsay fan.
Oh, I liked Rachel. Mm-hmm. I actually liked Rachel more when she was on The Bachelor mm-hmm. because I felt like when she was on The Bachelorette, she then turned into this. I don't know. Her personality changed into like. I am strong. And instead yeah, of like
just talked about
with
that this
Hannah,
morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her season was like, I am a strong woman and I'm going to stand up for myself. But Rachel was like, I'm going to prove to everyone that I am the best and no one's messing with me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And there was a sense of entitlement change where I yeah. was like, whoa. We just want your smart, awesome, sparkly self instead of like this kind of like, hard ass, you know.
I agree.
It was like
you.
She was the lawyer type character that she was like branded as being. Wasn't
yes.
she like an attorney or
she
something?
Yes. Okay. No more.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Of
yeah.
course not. Moved to LA.
Yes. Is she with the guy who won?
Ryan.
They are married.
See, yeah. and I liked They're her married. Up until she picked him in the end. I was like, but also she had Dean
terrible.
On her season and there was
Peter.
So much of a mess.
Remember Peter?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Everyone really was obsessed with Peter.
Yeah.
I really wasn't.
You thought
was
through
like,
it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I could have cared less. But yeah, she is still with him.
Still with.
My girlfriend, Sarah Jenkins, who was my first guest on
yes.
Broadway Bachelorette,
mm-hmm.
she works for the Red Dress
okay.
fashion show every season. And I believe, I can't remember if Rachel was on it this year or last year, but she was on it with him. And I can't even remember his name.
Brian.
Yeah. See, I'm terrible.
No.
It's funny. I have all this in my brain.
I'm so
it's
bad.
It's really sad.
But I'm like, how is she still with him? You'd think like old Rachel would have never been with him.
I know.
But Bachelorette Rachel, of course she's with him. He's been on multiple reality
yes,
shows.
Yes, I remember that came out at the time. Like one of those
God,
silly like
right.
Miami MTV
mm-hmm.
type things. Or some boy band thing.
If that isn't enough of a sign to run away.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what
I
is.
I know.
Because she was on Nick Viall's Bachelor season, right?
Who is actually the worst. I cannot stand him. Anytime I listen to a few Bachelor recap podcasts, and whenever he's on, I cannot listen.
I know. He thinks he's just the best.
God,
shit don't stink. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I really... Oh, he's my 0-60.
I know.
Who is your favorite bachelor who's ever done? Like, do you like Peter? Well, actually, I know your thoughts
I
on Peter.
I did audition for Ben Higgins' season.
No.
Didn't book it.
Oh. Well, you have a great track record.
I was
otherwise,
literally,
I'm
like, typed out.
I could have seen you guys together, actually.
Totally.
I mean, me too.
Yeah, clearly.
He's so nice.
He's so kind, so cute.
I loved him.
So when you auditioned, did you know he was going to be the Bachelor?
No, but okay. You kind of figured it out.
I don't remember where he came from. Like, what his...
He came from JoJo?
From Caitlyn's.
No, JoJo came from his season. He came from Caitlyn's season. It was Ben,
yes.
Jared,
and
who's
Nick.
Now with Ashley, Nick, and then, of course, she ended up with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
That was the final four.
So hot.
So hot.
Now they're broken up.
That breaks
my heart.
But I do like her with Jason.
I do too. I think there needed to be some time in between the two
quick.
Relationships.
It was Jason Tardik, right?
Yep.
Jason Tardik. Okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's me. I don't know. Who do I know? I don't know.
Sure.
But
that's
feel
the world
like
that
we do.
That's the world that they create.
We watch them on TV and then we watch them on Instagram and we watch them on everything, you
know?
So it's crazy.
I know.
But Ben.
He
was everyone loved.
Well, and then when he. So now he's basically like mini Chris Harrison.
Totally.
And I feel like when Chris Harrison chooses to retire, which he never will, because why would he? He has the best job in the entire world.
Yes.
And he does bare minimum now. Like, it's to the point.
Correct. He does absolutely
like,
nothing.
Did they even fly him to Cleveland for the Cleveland visit this season?
Oh,
he was
God.
Sort of like, I'm not going to Cleveland.
You know what? I think he always has to be there in case, like, something
Colton jumps
goes
over a fence.
Down. Yes.
Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah.
He's almost like the right-hand guy to whoever is the lead.
Yes, yeah. True.
So I know he's always there, but...
little scene.
Best job in the entire world.
I love when he has a great rapport with the Bachelorette too. I remember on Emily Maynard's season, they would have these great conversations, like just the two of them. And I actually really liked her until I later learned some of the things that happened. But she was the one who was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Like that was like that moment with her. Yeah, that was. I remember the first season. I remember committing to and watching all.
Okay, wait. So I need. I feel like we keep jumping around, but you. So you were auditioning. You were being cast for The Bachelor,
or not? But yeah, or
not. And you thought it could be Ben. Do you think it could be Nick? Because Nick. Oh, it was Nick. Was also
I pretty much knew that it was going to be.
Yeah, I think we all did. Yeah.
But I made the mistake of. So my hair is naturally curly, which I'm wearing it today curly.
Yes, it's lovely.
Thank you. But I made the mistake of going with it curly.
Okay.
And
okay.
on that show, everyone has 9 feet long straight hair.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, no, I'm going in and I'm going to be the wild card of curly hair Haley and like wackadoo, whatever. And I went in saying I was a red carpet host because I was doing a lot of Broadway style gigs at that time.
Oh, great.
I did not lead with that I was a Broadway performer. So I think I made the mistake of, one, having curly hair, but two, when they sit down to interview you, they're like, they have a camera on you, and they go, what do you like to do for fun? And I froze because my fun is my job, which is being a performer. So I was like, and I should have said, like, I love going to new restaurants. I love walking around New York City, blah, blah, blah. And I go, which I really do love doing this. I go, I like painting my nails. And I'm sure the producer behind the camera was like, are you kidding me? Like,
give us something more.
Nothing. Yeah. And I blanked. I had no idea what to say.
That's more personality than some of the girls, though. I have to say.
Thank you.
That's fun.
I could give the girls manicures while we're out by the pool. Yes, you absolutely could.
You're sitting around with no technology all day long.
So that was my sad audition. Aww,
I could have seen you with Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Me too. Maybe someday. You never know.
Maybe.
But thankfully, you've booked many other things that we've gotten the chance to see you in a lot of the credits that we listed earlier. In fact, our second ever Broadway show that we saw was Hairspray. And you were in it that
you
summer.
You were totally in it.
Oh, my
It was
gosh.
Ashley Parker Angel and Alexa Vega and... Paul Voigt was Edna at the time.
Okay, wait. Tracy was this fabulous actress.
Shannon. Yeah, we grew up together.
Oh, my God. She was amazing.
We were obsessed with her.
So we grew up together in Kansas City at the Miller Marley School of Dance and Voice. Shout out to all of our teachers. and Shannon actually, like, is this incredible tap dancer. And she helped me a lot with, like, private tap dancing lessons. And then... she got Tracy one day, and I think she was the longest running Tracy. But I remember going to see the show. I'd seen it a few times, but I remember going to see the show to see her in it.
Okay.
And I was with my parents, and I think we sat in the last row. We were just so happy to see her. And then when I got to join the show with her after doing it on the road for a year, and then I did the movie right after that for six months. So I'd been ponying for a long time.
Yes.
But to join the show with her was so cool. So whenever our friends would come, they'd get a 2-for-1 deal, you know?
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't realize you did the movie, because I guess the movie came out later.
Yeah,
so it was
in 2007, right? Or was it 2008?
Okay, so we filmed it in 2006. And I think it probably came, and then we finished... December, like, 2nd or 3rd of 2006. I think it came out 2007.
I think that's right.
I think so.
What was that experience like?
I know.
Well, it was so crazy to literally go from the stage version, and a week in between, I had off, and then I flew to Toronto to do the movie.
Okay.
So... choreographically wise, it was obviously different from Jerry Mitchell's version to Adam Shankman's version. And Adam's stuff was so fun. I mean, Jerry's stuff was amazing too and perfect. But Adam's was so different because it was a lot more, it was just bigger and a lot more technical instead of like boppy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
And what's cuckoo is like, so when we start Nicest Kids in Town on Broadway, we pony towards the right and our arms are more in like a C shape. Whereas at the movie, we ponied towards the right and the arms were right by our sides. So like the left arm would be up and the right arm would be down and then we'd switch it. So for me, that was a huge switch. Even just a simple pony. It was like, wait, I've been doing a pony this way for a year and now I got to switch it with the exact same
I can see in your brain you're there on that stage of the Neil Simon, like, just like
yes, and then to go back mm-hmm. into Broadway and to change everything.
Oh my god.
But it was weird to finish a number on set and there's no applause.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so for there were three groups of us. There were like the New York kids, the LA kids, and the Canadian kids, and that made up the whole dancer group.
Sure.
So we'd finish the number and us Broadway kids would finish and we'd be like, were we good? And the LA kids were like, we're used to this, because they were all on music videos and whatever. So that was a huge difference. And then of course, like, the wigs in the movie were a lot more realistic. Like, yeah. We don't have a 3-foot, you know, Dole Whip wig.
Yeah. Yes. Were you Tammy in every iteation of it? Okay.
Yeah.
We were obsessed with Hairspray. I mean, it was truly obsessed. Like,
It's one of the best. Mm-hmm. It truly is one of the best. And I would give my right foot to do that show the rest of my life.
Oh, I love that.
It's so much fun.
It's so good. When they revive it in 20 years, you'll be the adult women. The adult authority figure.
Anything. I'll take anything. Yeah. I'm hoping, you know, with more Botox, I could just play Amber a Penny the rest of my
life. Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Did you understudy both of those roles?
Yeah. And then I ended up taking over for Penny on the road at the last 3 weeks of the show, which is where I actually auditioned for the movie.
Oh.
So Adam and the whole team, after my audition that day, there were a lot of us that auditioned for it from the tour. But Adam and the team came to see the show that night, and I was Penny. And so they had no idea that I was playing Tammy normally. Mm-hmm. So when I got the movie, they had not assigned which members we were going to be.
Gotcha.
They wanted to wait a little bit to learn our personalities, and they gave me Tammy, and I freaked out. And I was like, did you know that that's what I played? And they're like, no, because they only knew me as Penny.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I really am Tammy.
Yes. That movie has such an iconic cast.
It really does.
Oh my god. Did you get to know everybody?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was like summer mm-hmm. camp. We were in Toronto for 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. Those movie musicals take forever.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But it was great.
And it's beautiful.
All of us became great friends.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, on my 21st birthday, like, Amanda Bynes was there, and I went to hers. And
she's so good in that movie.
She's wonderful.
And it seems amazing. Like she's doing really well right now. But just to give a shout out to Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. I hope so.
I hope so.
She posted a recent Insta video. If you saw it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, she did. She's engaged. She's engaged.
Oh.
She's a year sober.
Breaking news.
Okay,
things
good.
Seem to be really good for her. Okay. Thank goodness.
She is so funny.
Oh, my God. She was one of the kindest people, and, like, so normal.
I really
loved her.
And Zac Efron recently off of High School Musical 1, right? Because I think that was, I don't even know if 2 had come out yet. And here he was.
Yeah, I don't think it had. Vanessa would visit every once in a while, which was like crazy. I never met her.
Okay.
But she would like visit set here and there. And it was just crazy.
Wait, we can cut this, but was Zac nice?
He was very nice.
Ugh, love. That's
great. And of course, John Travolta. I mean, it was just like everyone was.
Queen Latifah. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yes.
You guys.
Oh.
One of the most beautiful human beings. Like, she just walked in. I was like, who is this gorgeous bird body of a human? And her face was no makeup, flawless.
Of course.
Oh, she's a queen.
Oh my God.
She was great in that movie.
She was wonderful.
They really juiced up that role in the movie as well, too.
Yeah, I'm glad they did.
It was like, that movie was so exciting because it was like John Travolta's return to musical theater.
Yeah.
Her return, in a way, from Grease 2.
Correct.
Like,
oh my
it was just
God.
So good.
Yeah.
I loved that.
And Jimmy Marsden. Like, can we please give a shout out to Jimmy Marsden?
I forget that he was in that. So you probably spent a lot of time with him.
Yes.
Corny
one
Collins.
One of the funniest people. We're speaking of hot, like
hot.
So hot.
One of the most perfect men ever. Still.
27 dresses, James Mars. Oh my
God.
You call him Jimmy, which is
I know, that's like, you know, they're friends.
Jimmy. Oh my God. Yeah, he's so hot, but he was great in Hairspray too.
Really good. So talented. That's all of his singing. Like, everyone's singing was their voice, mm-hmm. but his voice is this incredible crooner.
Oh yeah.
Which you're like, why
and that,
are
that was
you
so
on
unexpected.
He
so
was
unexpected.
Wonderful.
That's so great. And then, of course, going back to the Broadway production, you saw so many celebrities and everybody coming through. So did you also understudy Penny on Broadway?
Yes, Penny and Amber.
Penny and Amber. Oh,
did you like one of them better?
I like doing Penny.
Penny, she's so fun.
Yeah, because I liked being a dork.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked having that transformation at the end and getting to dance.
Ugh. That finale number of You Can't Stop the Beat, particularly the Broadway choreography,
oh my God.
That is
iconic.
Like one of the greatest moments in the 2000s, like even like beyond, like it is everything.
It's wonderful.
And I really do believe it still should be running.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Like
it should
have never closed. Yes.
It's still relevant.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If not more,
if
more
not,
now.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. I know. I remember hearing a story about Kinky Boots that when Cyndi Lauper was writing the finale, they were like, what do we, what kind of finale? Like she was kind of struggling or there was some version of it. And I think Jerry Mitchell was like, listen to this, watch this. You Can't Stop the Beat. And, and then she came up with, you know, what she did with Kinky Boots. It's that iconic.
I know.
Oh my God. I love it. I could talk about Hairspray forever.
I know. I really wish I could do it again.
We're manifesting this.
Okay. Thanks. Yes. We'll put it out there.
What would you say your favorite Broadway experience overall, maybe Hairspray aside, because it sounds like that was
I get this question a lot, like when I teach, they're so different, all the shows that I've done, which I'm so thankful for that. You know, some of them were, I mean, Sunday in the Park with George, I didn't even dance to do that, which what a dream to come off doing Hairspray for 3 years and to go into a Sondheim show. What?
That was the Roundabout version, right?
Yes, the first revival. It was unbelievable to be in that group of human beings, and I was allowed to be on stage and also dance captain all of them.
I didn't realize you were dancing.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, we didn't do much, but it was still incredible. I'm like, oh my God. I was like 21, 22 years old, just, you know, running rehearsals. What's happening?
You're so young. You ask any actor, and they probably tell you their dream is to be in Sunday in the Park with George one day.
Well, and I had never been too aware of the show.
Okay.
So for me to have that as my first experience, it was a learning experience for me of like, why do people like this? And I was like, oh my God, I get it.
Yeah.
So that was really special. Anything Goes was special because it was just like classic Broadway with Joel Grey, Sutton Foster, Stephanie J. Block. I mean, come on. I can't get better.
Oh, I forgot that Stephanie J. Block went into that.
Oh, she was epically perfect.
Oh my God.
But then like Chaplin, which speaking of tattoos, that's one tattoo.
Looking right now at a... Like I want to say like a silhouette version of like the iconic Chaplin top hat and mustache on her wrist.
I drew it myself. So there's 13 of us that have it. Oh. And this tattoo artist that I got in contact with, I said, there's a few of us that want to get it done before the show closes. Could we come to you? She said, I've actually always had a dream that I could tattoo in a Broadway theater. So could I come to you? And we were like, yeah.
Cool dream. Very convenient for us.
Every Thursday we would go to bowling because our show was a 7 o'clock show. We'd have a party before bowling and then we'd go bowling. So we were closing. And bowling wasn't happening this 1 week before we were closing. So I said, come Thursday. She came to Rob McClure's dressing room and I drew the tattoo on everyone because I had been drawing it on all of us when we would go bowling. And she tattooed it on all of us. And then when we closed, everyone who was like a creative, like Amy Clark was our costume designer and a few of our prop people, they saw our tattoos and were like, wait, when did you guys get this done? Why didn't you call us? And they went out the next day and got them.
Oh, that's so special.
It was just this magical experience with Warren Carlyle. I felt like we created the show. They had done it out in La Jolla, but I wasn't involved. We created the show in Ripley Greer, basically. And there was a small group of us. And Warren's energy with us was so wonderful because he wanted to make it so special. And we all just got on board. And the whole thing, our quote that we would always say with the show was, whatever it takes. So if Warren was like, I need you to do this, this, and this steps, we'd be like, sure, let's figure it out. No problem. Which I really try to lead every day like that, which is why I'm glad I have this tattoo because it's that beautiful reminder of like, just do it. And for me, it was my first like role that I got to originate. I got to play Mildred Harris, Charlie's first wife.
Right.
I just loved it, and I made some of my best friends from it. It didn't run too long. It's just one of those...
What season was that again?
It was the Kinky Boots season.
The Kinky Boots season. Okay.
Yeah, they stole everything.
They did. They did.
Kinky Boots and Matilda and the Pippin revival was that season.
So we opened, I think in maybe September we opened.
At the Barrymore,
closed,
right?
At the Barrymore, and we closed January, I think, 7th, maybe. That hurricane really nailed us, so.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm remembering all of this now.
Yeah.
I can see in your face how genuinely, like, you just loved that experience,
I loved
too.
It so much. Cute.
And that was Jen Colella was in that as well. Oh, wow.
She,
and
Rob her McClure, dressing room was on the side of us girls' dressing room, so Barrymore's the tiniest theater.
Okay.
And to put a musical in there is absurd. So us girls had this big dressing room, and then off to the side, side was a smaller dressing room, and they were like, who do we put in there? And Jen was like, I'll do it. I don't care. So it was really fun to just like have her. A big girls party.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's so fun. And then Warren Carlyle, of course, you
I
later worked with on Dolly.
Yeah, on Dolly. And he created a show for me and Jared Grimes called Carefree. And it was this awesome Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers review. There were six of us in the show. And I wish it would have had a life, but it just kind of fizzled and it was beautiful. But
reviews
I love Warren
tough.
So much. Yeah, they are.
You know, like I feel like there was a big era for them, but I almost feel like they might be coming around.
I hope so. That's where I live my life.
Yeah.
Reviews.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Like old timey stuff.
Old timey. Yeah.
I love old timey stuff.
Classic Broadway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt. And we talked about this with Nick Rulo last week because he was our guest and he was in the tour of Dolly. When we saw that Broadway production, we saw it the first time with Donna. Ms. Donna Murphy.
Unbelievable.
I love her.
I walked out of there just thinking, this is why I'm in New York.
Yeah.
This is beautiful and it's magical and this is what Broadway was and it can still be. And not that like different and subversive things aren't Broadway, but that's like at its heart when I think of Broadway.
Yeah, for me it was like, this is the I always said, this version of Hello Dolly is the best version you will ever see. And I feel like it's the reason why a lot of us do theater is because we grew up going to a show or seeing a movie that was as beautiful and grand as that. And I was just so honored to be a part of that like little piece of history.
Oh, amazing.
It was so perfect.
Cool.
It was so good. I remember
seeing
you
seeing
in all
you.
your beautiful pastel dresses.
My Sunday clothes dress is my most favorite. It was this crazy beautiful orange explosion. I loved it. Santa Laquasto knows I was in love with all of my costumes.
Shout out. Oh, I love
Wait,
it.
Wait, if I was the Broadway Bachelorette, Gavin Creel would be in my season. I would take him to hometowns.
He would get that final rose, you know.
He's a little older than me, though. Well, it's just fine.
That's okay.
I'm like the Corinne to his Nick Viall. Oh, I'm psychotic. Who else would I bring on my season? Jeremy Pope. Ooh, he's so cute. He was in Choir Boy and Ain't Too Proud.
Okay.
Who else? Who are my other... Michael Campino.
Oh my God. He was on my show last week.
I know. I love him.
Sweet Michael.
Connor's like, I want to be on that bed with them.
Yes.
for lots of reasons.
You were more jealous of Maisie, really.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. She loved him.
She loves boys.
Oh my God.
I loves boys.
I know. He made a note. Connor was like, oh, I feel like Maisie's normally like all over the place, but today...
No, she's obsessed with boys. She has a problem.
She's a girl.
She's going crazy.
Yep, that's why she's mine.
Yeah. Oh, he's so great. I'll get back to you on who else would be on my season.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I meant to ask you this question earlier on, but because we just got into things, but I need to know, are you well?
I'm so well. Yeah. I've had a ups and downs over throughout the year, and I'm in a really good place, and it's nice to be able to say that because I was trying for a while to be very honest with how I felt, which was not good, and I think that had a lot of power, not only for myself to be able to actually say it, but I think it was nice for people to know in general. Like, I'm not trying to mask that I'm actually not well.
Sure.
My heart was completely broken, but now, you know, I've mended it and I'm still on the up climb of like goodness. And 2020 is like, oh, I'm doing what I need to do and I'm so happy. So thanks for asking.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Are you guys well?
Thank you so much for asking. Yes, I agree with you. 2020 is going to be this great year and I've been feeling it the last couple of weeks too, just like being open and vulnerable and honest is like the only way to move forward with a lot of things that come your way in life. And that's sort of where I'm at. Right
I'm
now.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm doing very well. Yes. I feel like settled into this job I started last fall and I'm like kind of like doing the single thing,
yeah.
Like just having fun, like really resetting and like feeling, I have a peace of mind I think right now, which
yes.
is rare, you know, life's good.
I like that peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep pocket that.
Do it.
I will.
I don't know. I feel like life is crazy and there's so much going on at all times, but I just kind of like do what I do, do the things that bring me joy and fill me up on a daily basis.
100%.
And find like an hour a day to do something like for me, something for me,
Mine's
which is hard.
Usually a nap, but yeah.
Yeah. Dylan loves naps.
I love napping on like the weekends.
Oh, I will nap every day.
Like, I'll wake up at like, you know, like 9 or 9:30 on the weekends and then I'll be up for like 2 or 3 hours. Then I'll be like, I've done a couple of things already. Let's nap again. You know?
He's not kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We need to ask you about your Ring of Keys moment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, for the listeners that might not know what this is, Ring of Keys is inspired by the musical Fun Home. And it's basically, in the musical, the character Allison has this moment of pure identification where she discovers something about herself. And we like to relate it to a life in the arts. Do you feel like you had a moment where you saw a movie or saw a musical or a play, or maybe it was books or something when you were a kid that really... you had that moment where you were like, oh my God, yes, this is something that needs to be a part of my life.
Yes. So my parents tell me this story, so I don't really fully remember it, but we, growing up in Kansas City, my parents had season tickets to the Starlight Theater, which was this outdoor amphitheater. It's smaller than the Muni, but for a while they did like sister shows. And I want to say this was my first show I saw out there, and it was Annie, of course. Wasn't everyone's Annie?
This is a very common Ring of Keys.
Like everyone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. if you're a girl or a boy. Yep. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. it's Annie. So I saw Annie, and apparently I stood up on the seat and I said, that's what I'm gonna do. And I like pointed to the stage, and my parents were like, okay, sit down. But like, if you think that I had a orange curly wig with like randomly braids that came out of it, and I cut the braids off because I was like, Annie doesn't have these. And I would sit on the back of my grandma's couch because that was raised up, and I would sing Maybe Far Away, like she's looking out her window. Like, what is wrong with me?
That's so cute.
Wait, I'm so emotional.
I would do that.
That song gets me.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Oh my God,
so you're like,
I want to be an orphan.
I did. Oh God, I did. And then, you know, I would watch like Disney Cinderella, and I made my mom get me a little apron that looked like hers, and I had the stuffed mice, and then I would go steal frozen corn from the freezer when she would feed the ducks.
Of course.
Would, you know, feed the carpet all the frozen corn.
Do you have siblings? Are you an only child?
No, it's just me.
Okay,
your mom loved cleaning up that corn.
Oh yeah. Good
God. So
just, you know, prop corn in the freezer.
Because then, weren't you like 12 or 13 when you eventually made it to Broadway? Like very early on?
Yeah, I was 12. I started working professionally in Kansas City when I was 10.
Okay.
And then I made the move to New York when I was 12.
Yes. And have you been there ever since? Or
yes and no. So Sound of Music closed. I was up for the Music Man revival with Rebecca Luker and Craig Bierico. And at that time, the Broadway community, when they needed to hire children, they liked to hire 18 and up. It was just like a thing that was happening. So it was down to me and this other girl, and she was 18. Mm. So they were like, we're going to go with her. But they kept bringing me back. So every 3 weeks, I was flying back to New York after they had opened for a while, because they were like, oh, we need a vacation swing. We need someone to replace so-and-so. And then that girl ended up leaving. And they were like, we think we're going to bring Haley in. But then they ended up, they bumped Cameron up to Zanita because I was up for Gracie.
Okay.
But then I was like auditioning for the Oklahoma revival and
with Patrick Wilson. Was that that one?
I want to say it was Hugh.
Okay. Yeah.
It was the one at the Gershwin. And I know Warren was there because I auditioned for Warren and he was so nice to me.
Oh.
And then I was going to fly back for the Into the Woods auditions for Little Red, and then 9/11 happened.
Mm.
And my dad was like, no more. Because I had just been here on the 10th and I landed in Kansas City on midnight at the 11th.
Oh my God.
So then it was like, no more. And then I finished like high school and barely went to college. And then so.
With Shannon Durek,
yeah. And then I came back to Broadway with Shannon. So.
Oh my God.
So yes and no, okay. But I like finished my life in Kansas. But don't get me wrong, like I love Kansas.
And congrats on the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
Oh my God, how fun is that?
That was really great.
So that Sound of Music revival, that was with Richard Chamberlain, right?
Yes.
And Laura
my
Benanti?
Maria was Laura. Yeah.
Wild.
She was 19.
Yeah. That's...
She was 19?
Yeah.
Was that her Broadway debut?
How old was Richard?
Yeah. Richard was 50.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Whoa.
It was cuckoo cuckoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have been. Wait, actually, just last night on SNL, I don't know if you watch.
I don't watch it anymore.
Oh my God. This is actually so funny. They did a Sound of Music spoof where it was like John Mulaney as Rolf, and then Cicely Strong was, what's her name? The one who's with the 16 going on 17.
Liesel.
And the whole bit was that, like, he's probably 32. Like, he's, like, really old.
I'm dead. I have to go back.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, they literally, they have Kate McKinnon come out as Maria. And they also, they're like, how old are you? And she's like, oh, it's Foggy. No. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. This is, like, the age gap. I wonder if Laura Benanti has seen this, because... That's hysterical.
Oh my God. I know. Wonderful. I'm going to go home and watch it.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so good.
Was Rebecca Luker also in that?
Yeah. She was the original.
Okay.
Maria.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. She was the revival girl for a while. Then she did Music Man too, right after
that. She was so good in that. Oh my gosh. That production was magical. So, that was another like Ring of Keys moment. I was like, I just want to dance like those kids. And Big on Broadway. Big was like, oh my God, magical seeing all
I
those
kids. I forget about Big.
Dancing those Capizio tennis shoe. I needed those.
I believe they're like reworking Big. I think in like London or like the UK tour or something.
Don't tempt me. I know. Okay.
Well, that's so you're like 12, 13. You're getting like sort of like your hopes up constantly for different things. Did you feel like you built up like a resilience at a young age then for rejection?
Yes. Well, especially for work ending, because I was supposed to go on for a full week as Louisa. And we closed the week before.
Oh, my goodness.
And so as a kid, all of us kids were like, we had the equity meeting and us kids spoke up. We were like, we'll work for free in tears.
Oh,
we were like,
God.
We just want to be in Broadway and do our show. Oh. And the adults are like, no, kids, like we need a job in weeks.
Wait, that's cute.
But it was really, really depressing for me. I really went into a bad spiral of like, I saw the reality of Broadway at 13 years old. I was 12. I had just turned 13 after we closed, and which that was the worst 13th birthday ever. I wore a hat that said "Leave Me Alone." Like it was so dramatic.
That is drama. Leave me alone.
Wait, that's so funny.
It was so stupid. But I saw that reality of like one day you have a job and the next day you don't, and you could not have a job for 3 years or two months or whatever. So I instantly was like, what else can I do with my life? And I went on like monster.com when that was like a brand new thing and started researching jobs. It was a mess.
Precocious of you.
Very much 13
going
on 30.
What did you learn?
Full out.
What did you find? Like, was there a backup ever?
For a while, I was like, oh, I'll be like an interior designer.
I could see you doing that.
Thank you. By the time you had to apply for colleges, I was like, I don't know what else I can do. So I guess I'll go for musical theater. So
And that's what they say to do. Like, if you can't see yourself doing anything else, then you need to just do it.
I guess. I'm like, I'm glad I only went for 1 year and I'm glad I teased. Yeah.
Where did you go to school for a year?
The Boston Conservatory.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
No.
BOCO, as they say, right?
Not for me.
Not for
it
you.
Wasn't for me.
And that's like important for people to know too, is that like college isn't necessarily everyone's
No.
Path.
And you have to be like, I went there because they didn't have a math class.
Smart.
Duh.
Yes.
I made choices in college based on my major and things for like days when they were scheduled. Who were we talking to?
Ben Moss came on and he said that he decided to be an English major instead of a music major because English majors didn't have class on Friday.
That's so smart.
No, it is very smart.
I literally chose Boston because you didn't have to take math and it was the closest school to New York because I didn't get into NYU. So I was like, okay, this works. And then there were like 65 kids in my freshman class. I was like, this is ridiculous. So
when you were there, would you make the trip into the city to see anything?
I came in to audition for Hairspray.
Oh,
so
The
one time I came in during my freshman year was to audition. And then, you know, like probably 6 months later, I got a call to come back and audition for the tour. And then booked and blessed, honey.
So funny.
Okay, you also did the tour of Wicked.
Yeah.
Yes, I love Wicked.
Me
obsessed
too.
Wicked. Ring of Keys for me.
And did you go to Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay, because
that's where we're from.
You guys, I'm not kidding. I loved Cleveland.
Yes.
We were there during Christmas, so that was even more magical because we went to the Christmas Story House.
Of course.
Amazing.
And then there's... I know like where it is driving wise, but there's a great brunch place next to it.
Oh, how fun.
I just, and the snow, like I loved it.
Oh my God.
Wicked is often booked in Cleveland during the holidays. Like,
so
it's
lucky.
Usually there around either Thanksgiving or Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Were you with Jenny?
Denoya.
Yeah, okay.
She's my bestie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Who was your Fiero?
David Perlow.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
And then
is.
Matt Shingledecker came in at the end.
Okay. Matt Shingledecker. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The Cleveland reaction on this season of The Bachelor was
Oh, my God.
So
it was
funny.
Perfect.
They left it out to die. Like, the girls were like... oh, the budget really went away this year. So funny.
They made the most of it.
Meanwhile, I saw this girl that I went to school with. She posted on Facebook or something. She's like, LOL, everyone on The Bachelor was like so upset to go to Cleveland, but going for a Clevelander, going to Cedar Point with no lines is a dream.
Yes.
And we're like, yeah, it honestly is.
And what makes me sad though is I don't think they probably get to experience what Cleveland actually is. And like the food scene there is out of control amazing.
Yes. Wow, you are a Cleveland rat.
I really loved it.
That's so special.
This was the one where Victoria F. had
her ex singing.
Chase.
Yes.
What's his last name?
Chase Rice. Mm-hmm. That was drama.
So much drama. Couldn't have been happier
so
than it happened.
Stupid, oh but God, so it funny. Amazing. It was great. It was
I loved every second of it.
I don't trust her.
No.
Do you think she's going to get it? Do you think she's going
to
win?
No, absolutely not. No. He just wanted to keep her for overnight dates.
Oh, yes.
I know.
It seems like that's the only one that he slept with, too.
At this point?
I guarantee he slept with Hannah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann, for clarity.
Yeah. Because he did sleep with Hannah.
In the window. Hannah Ann, I don't see a connection at all.
Not at all.
At all. So at this point, it's either... Madison's gonna be the one where the mom's like, you have to get
bring her home.
Oh, this is on the promo. Yes. Right. Yeah, okay.
The one that we've seen every week and we still haven't seen it.
Well, so they made it seem like it was gonna be the Victoria thing after he confronted her on the front porch.
I had a theory that it was Hannah B.
Me too.
Well, actually
my mom brought it up and I was like, oh my God, you might be right.
Because there is this conspiracy theory that, okay, so the show wrapped around when she finished Dancing with the Stars. And there's this theory that, okay, this is a Bachelor spoiler if anybody's listening and doesn't want to have the season potentially spoiled, even though I don't think this is real.
Fast forward.
The theory is that they're coming in, because there's the promo where Chris is like, we just learned this news just now. And it's like, you can tell when the proposal's about to happen.
Right.
There's this theory that it's him saying, Hannah won Dancing with the Stars. And she... said it was perfect, it was everything she wanted, but the only thing missing was you. What do you think about this theory?
Could you even? I don't think it is. How I wish it was, though.
I know.
Because what a dramatic season it would be.
I know. Oh my God. So good.
I really do think it's going to be Madison, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I actually really like her a lot.
I like her. I was very impressed by that basketball date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she had the skills.
Yes. I was like, you better work.
Yes.
And he could not dribble to save his life. Even if it's with one hand, one ball. And I was like, oh, sweetheart.
I actually find him to be very endearing. I think he's a terrible bachelor.
He's a terrible bachelor.
But I think he's adorable, and I can tell that he does really want love.
Yes.
You know, he does. I don't think he's going to find it.
I don't think so either. I think later in life.
Yeah.
I would date. He's a little too young for me, but you know, like I would date him. I think he's so kind. I think he's a great bachelor? No.
He's maybe the worst since Juan Pablo.
Ari was pretty terrible.
Oh, Ari.
I hate Ari.
Oh, yeah. Removed it from memory. Yeah. Like, for me, it's like Ben, and I actually really loved Colton and Sean Lowe. I liked their seasons a lot.
I can't stand Sean Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Colton, though. Why now?
I think that he is really condescending on social media. Have you ever looked at his... Oh.
No, I literally can't stand him, so I don't follow him. Or Catherine.
And he wrote this psychotically misogynistic book that I got from the library, did not buy it, that I read. Listen, he talks in it about how he, like, basically forced her to stop being a vegan, made her become religious, and he like plays it off as like this was the best choice for our family, but it's like he literally changed everything about this girl.
Oh my god, crap.
I know. I think he's a psychopath.
I don't like him.
I'm so sorry to say
he
this.
He is. And then when they were like, he's the hottest bachelor ever. I'm like, is he? And then his shirt was off all the time. I was like, I do not want to see that.
There was a lot of showers.
I don't need to see that.
No.
Yeah. You know who I love? I feel like we're talking about Bachelor nonstop, but Tyler from Hannah's season, it's on record. I find him to be so hot. I know.
And he's like perching around New York City.
I'm glad he wasn't Bachelor though, because look at what he's doing.
Glad.
You know,
like he was just on... Some TV show had him on.
He was supposed to be on Good Morning America.
No, this was like a scripted show.
Oh.
Like as a character.
Right. He was. It Living Single or Single Parents or something on ABC.
Truly couldn't tell you. I'm sure it was an ABC show. Yeah. But I was like, wait, I did a double take. I was like, is that Tyler?
Do you think he's going to do Paradise?
I don't think so.
I feel like his reps won't let him.
Yeah.
Because he dated Gigi Hadid. Like, you're going to go from Gigi Hadid to Bachelor in Paradise? I don't think so.
I know.
If I was his manager, I'd be like, you're not doing
that. I don't know. It's a disease. I think he's so
to do Bachelor in Paradise?
No, I don't think they do. The only people who I believe get paid are the leads, aka the Bachelor or Bachelorette. And the only time they actually get hair and makeup is for the final rose.
Wow.
Everyone else, every other time they do it themselves.
That is guerrilla style dating all over the place.
Yeah.
Imagine having to pack for all of those weeks as a girl who's on
the show. Do they just let them do wardrobe at this point?
No. They bring their own wardrobe and they always have at least just one big bag. And I'm like, yeah. One big bag, mm-hmm. I can last a week in.
I know.
And you have multiple weeks with multiple weather changes, mm-hmm. and terrains and evening gowns. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how. It's magic. It's TV magic.
It really is.
Okay, last Bachelor thing we'll talk about, because I feel like if our listeners don't like Bachelor, they're probably so worried. Or maybe they're loving hearing our hot takes.
Yeah.
Who is the Bachelorette going to be?
I know who it's going to be.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I want to know.
I won't tell you.
Okay.
But I mean, they could change it.
They could change it. Aren't they announcing on Good Morning America tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I read a...
so it's not like a girl.
Our friend Mary...
Wait, I want to know what you guys
our
think.
Our friend Mary sent us like a little link of like people who it could be. And the only thing that interested me of it was that Bachelor like alumna Claire Crawley was on it. Do you remember her from...
Oh, yeah.
She was talking Juan Pablo the, and yeah,
the raccoons or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is older and she's
38.
Yeah, she actually blocked Connor on Instagram.
She blocked me on Instagram.
Why?
Which this is like... I know. My friend Mary and I found her to be very entertaining. I'll say that.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Yeah, fully correct.
And we would like comment on each other's when she would post Instagrams. This was probably in the years like 2013, 2014.
This was pre 2014, the so feature where you could DM people.
Yeah,
which now you would just send a friend post.
Oh. You would like screenshot or you would tag each other in the comments. So we would tag each other in the comments and I'd be like, LOL, this is me. Or like we would say stuff like that.
Sure.
And she blocked me to this day. I'm still blocked.
No, you're
I'm
kidding
still
me.
Blocked. I know.
You
I
are
actually,
a troll.
I once sent her a desperate, this is so funny. I sent her a desperate Twitter DM. I'm really showing my cards today. And I was like, Claire, I think you're amazing. Like, I'm such a huge fan. You blocked me on Instagram.
No!
Like, I really want to see what you're up to. I'm happy for you and Benoit. This was like Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah. This was during Winter
she
Games.
She never read it. Winter she never
games.
Did.
I know. Summer Games are coming back.
Oh,
Summer
oh,
Games.
Fun.
That's so great. Excited. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my
Wait,
whole.
That is the best news I've heard in a very long time.
And so she could be our Bachelorette, allegedly. I think she's kind of random.
Who else do you think it, guys?
I think it could be Hannah B.
Oh,
there is rumor about Hannah B. I think they're going to bring back. I don't think it's going to be anyone from this season.
No,
I think it's going to be someone from a comeback.
Idiots if it's someone from this season.
I know, because there's no,
there's no personalities really, or maybe it'll be Tia.
I love Tia.
Could be Tia.
I'm rooting for Tia.
Tia could be a good choice.
I would love if Demi was Bachelorette, and then they had like a bisexual angle.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be really fun.
I think they for ABC, they were like, we're brave enough having two hot, skinny blondes. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't get any. We can't do anything.
They would never.
And it's like, okay, but at least it happened.
Yeah. Right. Wait, so you know.
I also heard that Tayshia. Oh. Was an option.
Oh, I could see that.
Because her and that JPJ did not work out. Yeah.
But I'm like, I actually think I'm very happy with who they chose.
Okay.
Can I have think a
it's
hint?
And coming from you, that's good. Because we do need to talk about your weekly chat show, we'll call it. It's like a recap chat show.
Yeah, a weekly series.
Yeah. It is so fun. This is the Broadway Bachelorette, and it's on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
Everyone who is a Bachelor fan, if this wasn't enough, a little dose here. You seriously need to watch it. It is so cute. They're like, maybe like 10 minutes or less episodes.
I try to make them no more than 10 minutes because no one wants to watch a video over 2 minutes. So 10 minutes is really cutting it.
But it doesn't even feel long. Like, it's so fun. And like, there's a scene reading.
Yes, the line reading.
The line reading.
It's so fun.
They are so fun. The guests are great. And the guests actually know their stuff. And like that for me is what's so important. Like,
they do.
I used to listen to a Bachelor recap podcast with Michelle Collins, who hosted After Paradise with Chris Harrison. And she would have these guests on who were very funny and great, but they wouldn't do their homework and even watch the episode, let alone know a thing about the show. And it's like with this, you have people who are very well versed in Bachelor Nation
Thank
and
you.
Everything.
It's so
great.
Cute.
It's so fun.
I love it.
I will have some guests on in the future that have never watched the show before, but I have told them you have to watch the episode the night before.
And
the
that's air. All you need. That's all you need. I think that's a fun take too.
I'm excited
because
to
they
have
would
it.
Go in cold and they can kind of see past like maybe the the theatrics that we put up with,
yes,
for years that we're so used to, maybe someone who doesn't watch it and they're like, wait, this is crazy. I can't believe this is happening.
Absurd.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Haley, I feel like there are so many things I could talk to you about. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm sad. We're coming to the end.
Oh my God.
So mad.
We have to wrap up on a dose of drama where we all get to share the drama in our hearts and our lives and our minds, anything that's going through your brain right now. So we like to, I like to share anything. It could be like something I was binging, maybe a date I went on, maybe, you know, whatever. I mean, the drama right now on my mind is, who is the Bachelorette going to be? Because I truly need to know. But anyway, Dylan, do you have a dose of drama this week?
I have one that's just fun. So I mentioned earlier that we had a group of friends come into town last weekend, I guess. And we, in a mimosa haze on the Saturday of the weekend, decided that we were going to keep drinking mimosas somewhere in the West Village. So we made it down there and we were just wandering through, and we were coaxed into this strange tavern bar by someone who promised us that there was a free comedy show and table service. And we were like, table service? Let's do it. We walked in and they seated us at a long table, basically on the stage, where six amateur comedians would come up and walk past us. We were the butt of every single joke. Like, they would make comments. I think we were also the only gay people in the room. And so there was like a very Staten Island type man who was saying that he was like gay for pay and stuff. It was truly a very strange situation, but it was funny. But here's what I'll say. If someone offers you a free comedy show and free table service, do not do it. Even if the table service is free.
I know.
Whatever that means.
Oh,
free table
God.
Service.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It was, yeah, but fun to talk about. Yeah. That's my drama. Connor, do you have anything?
Okay, yes. So recently was out on the town, you know, doing my thing.
Yes.
And I was at a bar, a gay bar even.
What?
I know. And I met this Australian man who was super cute, was super fun. We were like vibing, having fun, you know, dot, dot, dot. And then randomly after like, you know, spending time with this man for a while, he revealed to me that he had just met the love of his life the week before, not me, and was like feeling guilty about it and like wanted to keep hanging out with me for the rest of the night, but like felt too guilty. So he wouldn't give me his number or his Instagram or anything. So he is lost to my memory now. But I thought, bitches be crazy.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Lunatic. But I love, my goal in 2020 is to date a British guy. So it was close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like accents?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. It's a thing. I don't. Yeah. People love them. Thing?
Do you do any accents?
I mean, yeah, I guess I have to, you know.
You do a Britney.
Like, the gig. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm not very good at like a talking Britney.
Okay.
I'm better at singing Britney.
Sure, sure. Talk about Britney.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
It's
next
okay.
time.
Next time.
Next time.
I'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe once like Bachelorette is going on this summer or something like that. And we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, do you have a dose of drama?
Well, I didn't know what I was like. Well, we could talk about Love is Blind, but we've talked about The Bachelor. So I'm like,
I know.
But like, let's be real. Love is Blind is the best show
that's
ever.
What everyone is talking about. I haven't yet to bring myself to do it.
Do you have plans tonight? Because that's what you should be doing. That's it.
I know.
You're kidding. That's what we need to do.
No, I'm start now.
Are there a lot of episodes?
There's 10 episodes and they are worth every second.
Okay.
All right, that's digestible.
Yes.
Is Love Blind?
I think it is a little bit. Mm-hmm.
You heard it here.
Haley, you're so earnest. Like, you'll see like, mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's so great. Oh my goodness.
So my actual dose of drama, I just thought of this when you said this, of like, okay. I met someone. So I'm currently dating up a storm as much as I can. Swipey, swipey, swipey.
Yes.
And this has never, ever happened to me before, but someone slid into my DMs on Instagram. And I was like, oh my
you're
God.
You're so chic.
And it was a former Bachelorette contestant.
My jaw's on the floor.
Meaning it was a guy who was on the Bachelorette.
Yeah, right, yes.
Do you remember Michael?
100%.
That Michael. Oh,
Michael Garofalo.
Yeah.
He was on Paradise, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cute.
So there's been a few Bachelor contestants, Bachelor, Bachelorette, on Raya that I've seen, and a few on Bumble as well. I'm on both, so if you're listening, reach out.
All our straight listeners.
Yeah, all straight.
Straight male listeners, I should say.
You're so right. Mm-hmm.
We do have a few.
We do.
Hey, four of you.
Yeah. Our dad. Anyways.
Dad. So I'd seen a few of these Bachelor contestants, and I'm like, that's fun. But I'll swipe left if I don't want to go out with them. But he slid into my DMs and I was like, is this a joke? Like, I'm that person that would be a joke to.
Oh, sure.
And, but he kept talking to me, and this was, I think, this was around the Super Bowl time. So I was like, I'm going to go on a date with this guy. And then we matched on Raya the next day. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get to go out on a date. Yes. I'm mostly going for like field work.
Of course. Yeah, boots on the ground.
Yeah. And nothing.
Oh,
I know. He just like completely ghosted.
Maybe it's better this way.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me really happy, and it made me feel good for like 2 hours.
Yes.
So that's a great dose.
I
of
love
drama.
That. So everyone slide into Haley's DMs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you're a single man.
And tune in to the Broadway Bachelorette every week. You can also follow Haley on Twitter at Haley Pachoon. Is it Pachoon?
Pachoon, like a sneeze.
Pachoon.
Ah. And it's at Haley _ Pachoon on Instagram.
I know. I should change that. Someone, I don't know why, but Haley Pachoon on Instagram is not available. So I have to have the _. So
who out there?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a fan.
Well, if you're listening, please give it back and you can have the _.
Yeah. Which is fun.
It's fine. Yeah. You're being kind.
But Haley, thank you so much for sitting down to chat with us. You are so freaking fun and so cute and sweet. We love.
I love this episode.
I know you do. It's very inside Bachelor baseball, but whatever.
All right, and Connor, you should follow Connor at Connor McDowell.
Oh, yes, and follow Dylan at Dylan McDowell.
Oh, well, thank you.
We're promoting each other now.
Yeah, and you should also follow at The Drama Podcast on Twitter and Instagram for all the latest.
We've got good stuff coming, y'all.
We absolutely do, so you better stay up on it. And Connor, we will see you next time.
Drama!